You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Today, I have a special guest of the Arizona Conservation Corps who does some awesome work for the environment. Thank you for coming to KXEI, Wynette.
Thank you. My name is Wynette from Wyoming. I am enrolled Eastern Shoshone, but I am also Northern Arapaho. I have done 5 seasons with Arizona Conservation Corps. Grew up in Wyoming, and I came to Tucson in 2023.
So what are some things about home that are unique to your area and maybe what helped you to kind of go this route as far as work goes?
The mountains back home, they're like nothing I've ever seen before. I went to like Grand Teton, and that's where I started out. And just like being outside really helped me connect to like nature. And yeah, it makes me like feel closer to like people who have passed on. Yeah, it's just nice being outside for work.
Do you guys have water?
Yeah, we have a lot of water. I grew up swimming all the time.
That is so awesome. I'm sure it is beautiful out there, and I'm sure it's super green.
Yes.
So can you share more about the Arizona Conservation Corps and what its mission is?
So their mission is to connect other young people to like do service-oriented stuff for like parks, public lands, outside, and helping better the communities that they are working in.
Okay, and so you'd visit different parks?
Yeah, for the most part, we are at different parks every other week. Yeah.
Cool. So you do a lot of traveling then.
Yeah. For the Tucson office, we're mostly like Southern Arizona, but we have had projects in like New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I know coming up, there's going to be one near Nevada.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And so you just did some work recently here in Tucson. What kind of work did you do?
Oh, so we were working in Saguaro near the Madrona Ranger Station. We were pulling buffle grass, mm-hmm. which is an invasive, and it's like really inflammable. And once it like gets lit on fire, it's dangerous for like all of the plant life around it. And even like if it weren't to be set on fire, it just takes a lot of nutrients and resources that native plants need.
Yeah, I remember when I first started getting into conservation work, that was one of my main things, was to try to eradicate invasive plant species in Randlett, Utah. It's where I was at the Ouray National Wildlife Refuge, working for U.S. Fish and Wildlife.
Nice.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, I'm still an environmentalist at heart. I'm still a conservationist at heart. That's my background. That's what I went to school for. And I did a lot of great internship opportunities, working outdoors, working in a lab. So is this something like for you? Is this something that you, as far as like a career or what you want to do?
Yeah, so I started when I was 16.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 22 now. And before I started this, like I didn't know what I wanted to do. And getting like that internship, that week-long internship, it really shaped the trajectory of my life and where I was going. And I've been doing this work for like a really long time, and I don't think I can imagine doing anything else.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And it's a fun job, right? You mean you have fun doing it. That's why you're still doing it.
Yeah.
So maybe you answered this question, but maybe you can add more to it. What inspired you to actually join the Arizona Conservation Corps? Because there are so many other programs out there. What was it about this program that you felt like you wanted to apply for?
Yeah, so I was just like looking for different like scenery, mm-hmm. And different, I guess you can say, challenges regarding like the work, because I started working like in mountains and I didn't know how to work in like a desert environment. They're very different. You approach trails and all of that a different way.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to like learn more about that, grow like my technical skills, but also be able to travel more too.
Cool. That's awesome. So what does a typical day look like for you out in the field?
Yeah, so we work 8 days, 10-hour days every day our day starts at 7 in the morning and we do a little stretch and safety circle. That's like 30 minutes long. We give safety topics for like the day of where we're working, for our work site, our campsite. And then we'll do like stretches and like exercises with it just to get us warmed up for the day. Because sometimes we'll be hiking for a really long time. And then we'll start like our hike or our drive to our work site. Depending on the project, it could be anything we'll do for the entire day.
Wow. Yeah. So pulling buffer grass is one of them. And like, what other types of work? Like, do you do any trails work or building, or like, what are the types of skills that you've really picked up?
So I've led a bunch of crews for the Tucson office. I've led herbicide crews, trails crews, fencing crews, and restoration preservation crews too. So like a project coming up, like we plaster like mud back onto the walls. That'll be in Casa Grande.
Oh, okay.
So we'll be working on the ruins there.
Wow.
And then like fencing projects, taking down fences, putting up fences. And then there's some projects with trails too.
Yeah, hard work.
Yeah.
Very hard work. Yes. Especially being outdoors, especially in Southern Arizona.
Yeah, it's challenging working in the heat, but it's nice working through the challenges with your crew.
Nice. That's awesome. And I'm sure that's definitely something that helps, having that camaraderie, right?
Yeah. After a long work day, it's nice to come back to like camp and relax and have like people with the same mindset as you.
Yeah.
And just making dinner, playing games.
Yeah. Yes. I remember like when I first did my first internship, and it was my first time being away from home for an entire summer. And, you know, our day would start at 5 a.m. And a part of that was like we had rode around on these ATVs. So we also had to learn how to take care of our ATVs in case we had a flat or something, you know. So like those types of skills and things you don't really think are necessary, but are important when you're doing working outdoors like that.
Yeah, especially if you're out there for like 8 days straight, you do have to know like your car that you're on too. We take trailers. Sometimes we'll have flats. Sometimes we'll get stuck. But yeah, it's important to know how to get out in those situations.
Yes, yes. So can you talk about the indigenous programs and how does AZCC Indigenous program incorporate indigenous knowledge, traditional ecological practices into the conservation work?
Yeah, so we work with different tribes depending on like what office you're working with. And like the TEK practices will come into play depending on what the project partner wants. So we'll usually be under whatever they're wanting, like what their specs are. Some projects we worked on is invasives. We recently worked on removing some salt cedar along the Colorado River. Yeah, so we got those out of the way for them. The partner was telling us that that was like one of the last flowing areas of the river.
And so like when it comes to working with tribes, I mean, I know you're under the Arizona Conservation Corps, but we have a couple of responses from one of your coworkers, Camelia Hoban, who is the Arizona Conservation Corps Executive Director. And you can share what her responses were to the question of the indigenous programs and incorporating indigenous knowledge for traditional ecological practices into the conservation work. Can you share what her responses were?
Yeah, so AZCC works with project partners who determine the scope of the project work and which ecological practices to use. A majority of our project work is on public federal land managed by the National Park Service, U.S. Forest Service, or Bureau of Land Management. Some of those public lands managers incorporate traditional ecological and historic preservation methods into the project work that AZCC crews complete. When AZCC crews are engaged by an indigenous community to do project work on indigenous land, the crew follows the direction of the project partner and the traditional ecological practices that they have identified for that project.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing. And so, you know, the kind of collaborations that happen between AZCC and tribal communities or other organizations, she also shared her response to that. Do you want to share?
AZCC engages with indigenous communities in Arizona to recruit crew members and individual placement interns. 30% of current AZCC members have self-identified as Native American. 21% in 2024 and 2023. So we are growing. AZCC is also engaged by indigenous communities to complete project work that the community has identified as a priority need. Project partnerships with indigenous nations include the San Carlos Apache tribe, the Tohono O'odham tribe, Colorado River Indian tribes, the Kokopa tribes, the Salt River tribes, and the White Mountain Apache tribes.
Awesome. Well, thanks to Camelia for sharing a couple of her responses to the questions that we have here. I appreciate that. And you're here with us in spirit.
Yeah.
Can you share a specific project or even a moment that was especially meaningful or impactful for you?
Yeah. So one of my projects, it was when I first became a crew lead. We were working in Quito Baquito, so that's in Oregon Pipe.
Mm-hmm.
A couple years ago, they had to drain the pond there and reline it. And they ended up like taking about a bunch of like wildlife that were in it and the plants around it too. And my crew were able to come in and plant a bunch of those native plants that were there before.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year later, I went back with a different crew, and it was amazing to see like the growth of those plants over the year.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just what I hear from like community members mm-hmm. too, and like seeing it on social media, people are loving how the growth is going cool. with it.
Yeah. Wow. And as a crew leader, how did you work your way to get to that position? And was that something that you were working toward, or it's just kind of happened on its own?
Yeah, so I started out as a youth crew member. When I was 16, I didn't think I would be leading crews, mm-hmm. Let alone for this long. I never imagined myself being in that position. But when I came here in 2023, I originally applied as a crew member, and the recruitment coordinator at the time was like, you have enough skills to be an assistant lead. Why don't you interview for that one too? I was like, okay, yeah, I guess I could do that. So then I interviewed for it, and then I got it, got the position, and then just worked my way up. Cool. That was like my only season as an assistant lead, and ever since then I've been a crew leader.
Wow, that's awesome. So say there's somebody out there that is interested in this type of work. What kind of tips that do you have for them that can help them better prepare for something, whatever it is that they're kind of getting into, if it's this type of work?
I think the biggest thing is being adaptable and being flexible. The project work can change at any minute. You'll know where you're going like a week beforehand, and then the night before they'll be like, you're going somewhere else, a whole different project. Like whole different temperature. And so like sometimes the weather too is like a big factor in the work. If it's like thundering and lightning, you have to be ready to like put your tools down and get ready to hike out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. So being very prepared and adapted.
Yes. And remembering and timing yourself on taking down your tent really fast. Sometimes you might have to move campsites.
Wow. Definitely an adventure every day, it seems like.
Yeah.
So how does the program support Indigenous youth or team members?
So I think they do it in a few different ways. One of the ways is a lot of the crew members are from the Tio Nation and they live in cells. So it's like a 2-hour drive to get here from there. Some of the staff, they will get up like early in the morning before a rig up, drive down there, pick them up, and then get them here on time for work.
Wow.
I think that's really nice of them and thoughtful. That way, members don't have to worry about getting a ride mm-hmm. to work.
That's awesome. So how do you envision the future of conservation being shaped by Indigenous voices?
I think it's important to like know what projects you're working on and how it affects the communities.
Mm-hmm.
I've like learned a lot over the years just from like being in the field. And I feel like a lot of like younger people don't really know about this type of career unless it's from like word of mouth from like older people like me.
So what other, I know you talked about your future projects that you do have coming up, but besides your work and your projects, when you do have your time off, what does that look like for you?
Usually I like to get my rest in the first couple days, recuperate. But then I like to bead.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I like to make jewelry, so like earrings, necklaces, bracelets. And that just helps me release like everything that was like built up throughout the week.
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, Gwinnett, thank you so much. I absolutely appreciate you taking the time to come here to talk about Arizona Conservation Corps, to talk about the work you do as a lead for your crew, and just sharing your experience with the program. And as we wrap up the interview, do you have any last thoughts, comments, or shout outs that you would like to share?
I guess shout out to everybody I've worked with throughout the last couple years, I guess, since I started, especially the people I first started out with. I feel like they're a big reason of why I kept going. And then also the staff at the office. They're really nice and like on top of things, and they're willing to help whenever needed. You know, not just like on work time.
All right. Well, I'll be happy to share any links or other information in the description. So if you're interested in learning more, you can absolutely go to the website and click on the link to find out more information. Thank you. You are listening to Cultivating Indigenous Voices from KXEI Tucson, hosted and produced by Tina Andrew. Featuring Gwinnett Bell of the Arizona Conservation Corps. To hear the full conversation, go to kxei.org.